Hello, this is Greg Dooley, and I'll be reading The Homecoming. When his father picked him up, he pretty much looked the way Henry remembered. Dark hair, wire-framed glasses, corduroys. It was early, and out on the apartment steps, the air was still cool. "Hello, Dad," Henry said. "Hello, Henry," said his father. Henry's mom was out there on the steps with them. A bird sat in a tree making noises. The tree stood in the yard in front of the apartment building. His mom's arms were folded across her chest. Then she tucked a strand of hair behind her ear. "This looks like a nice place, Kath," his father said. "Well, Paul, I'm glad you like it. So how are things?"
"Good."
"And work?"
"Work's good."
"Your mother?"
"Mother is fine, Paul."
That bird was still making noises. Henry's father looked at his watch. "Well, I guess we better be going," he said. The green Volkswagen was familiar like the father. Cracked vinyl seats, the missing ashtray, and the smell of dry straw that rose from the carpeted floor. Driving along the highway, the sky was clear and the sun shone brightly on the fields and the trees. "So how is your mother?" his father asked.
"Oh, she's good," Henry told him.
A bit later, they stopped for breakfast at a fast food restaurant. After ordering, Henry found a table and looked out the window. Across the highway sat a strip bar and a hardware store. A house or two. That was the town. Henry was thinking to himself, "Okay, now just where the fuck are we?" When his father said, "I really think you'll like it out here. The farm is great, and there are always lots of people around. In fact, we're having a party today. Your Uncle Dennis is coming, and he's bringing Gina. You haven't seen them in a while, have you?"
"No," Henry agreed.
His father picked up his coffee and took a sip. Then he said, "That'll be fun, and you'll finally get to meet Marcy."
"Marcy's going to be there?"
"She's really looking forward to meeting you. I've told her all about you. I'm sure you two will get along."
"Uh-huh," Henry said and kept chewing his hash browns.
Pretty soon they were back on the highway.
"Can I play a tape?"
"Sure," said his father.
Henry put it in and pressed play.
"He's in love with rock and roll. He's in love with getting stoned. He's in love with Janie Jones, but he don't like his boring job. No."
"Henry, what is this?" his father asked.
"It's the Clash. They're from England," Henry told him.
"Oh, really?" he said, and then he didn't say anything else.
Henry turned it up a bit more and looked out the window. "Big business. It don't like you. Don't like the things you do. 'Cause killers in America work 7 days a week. From Genesis to Revelation, the next generation will be. And everybody doing just what they're told to, and nobody wants to go to jail. No Elvis Beatles or the Rolling Stones in 1977.
After parking the car by a barn, his father started off along a path. Henry followed a few feet behind. On the left, a field of corn sat soft and yellow in the summer sun. To the right, the ground dipped away into a large grass-lined bowl. At the center of the bowl lay a pond. Down there, people were gathered around the water's edge. As they walked on, Henry looked at the people. No way, he thought to himself, no fucking way. But getting nearer, he saw it was true. The people down there weren't wearing clothes. In fact, they were totally naked. Henry and his father kept on until they were by the water. Henry stuck his hands in his pockets and looked at a tree. He looked at a rock. He looked at the pond. The sun was bright, reflecting off the surface. He walked over to the edge and watched it jump from wave to wave. Then he heard his father call his name. Turning around, the first thing he saw was his father naked, and his penis was hanging there in the sunshine and the fresh air. Henry hadn't seen him since the Christmas before last, and now, after less than a few hours, he was hanging out in the sunshine and fresh air. Henry kept his eyes on his father's face as he talked. His father was making introductions. People were waving and saying hello. Everywhere Henry turned, it was the same thing. Breasts, leg, ass, hair. Even his cousin Gina, 14 years old, pulled off her shirt and out they came. Henry waited until the hellos were done and then casually strolled over to a tree near the water. He took off his shirt and folded it neatly. Next, he did the same with his shorts. For a moment, he stood there in his underwear thinking about it. Though he was nervous about dropping them, the idea of being the only one parading around in underwear somehow seemed worse. Making his decision, he hooked his thumbs under the elastic band and tugged them down. Then he picked up an air mattress that was lying nearby and carried it into the pond. The sun was hot on his shoulders and back. He kicked his feet in the water. The air mattress had raised head and armrests and a clear plastic window on the bottom. He looked down into the deep green. Some weeds, a little fish. Then he looked at the shore where the people were lying on blankets or swimming in the water. In particular, he looked at one woman with red hair. She was wading in the water near the shore. Her red hair was long and thick. She walked with her shoulders back and her large breasts pushed forward. He looked at her breasts. They swayed as she waded, and between her legs flashed a patch of autumn. Henry lay on the rocking air mattress, watching the woman on the shore wading and swaying, his hard on growing and growing. Henry's cousin left her blanket, walked out into the water, and began swimming toward him. "What are you doing out here?" she asked when she got near. "Just floating," he told her as he shifted awkwardly on the air mattress, trying to arrange himself. She tread water beside him. Glancing through the plastic window, he could see her legs. "So what's new?" she asked. "Oh, not much," he answered. "You know, school." "Right, me too," she said. He snuck another look at her pinwheeling white thighs. "I hate my school. It sucks," she said. "Yeah, me too," Henry agreed. "School totally sucks." Then they were quiet for a bit. Pretending to rub the side of his face, he took another look. At the top of the legs, he could just make out her pussy. She reached a hand out of the water to brush some hair from her eyes, then grabbed a hold of the air mattress to rest. Her breast rose to the surface, bobbing like soft icebergs. There was less than a foot between them and Henry's face. "That's tiring," she said, and then asked, "Have you ever done this before?" "What?" "Swum like this. Naked." "No, I usually go to the pool. You have to wear a suit." "It's nice, isn't it? Feels so free, don't you think?" "Yeah, free," he told her. He wanted to look at her legs again, but was worried she would notice, so he smiled instead. She smiled back, and then she said she was tired again. She asked if she could lean on the mattress. "Sure," he said. As they talked, she leaned on the air mattress more and more, and so more and more of her body came out of the water and into the sun and air like a baby seal on ice. There was more and more of her to look at, so Henry looked at more and more, and they talked and laughed. After a while, she was pretty much on the mattress with him, and it was slowly sinking under their combined weight. They laughed about that as they slid around trying not to sink, and their bodies brushed against each other. And though this made him feel drunk, maybe even better than drunk, he thought, if there was such a feeling, Henry also had this hard-on that he had to be careful with. So when she said she was going back, he was sad, but also relieved. She slipped off the mattress and into the water. "See you on land," she said, and then she started swimming back. "Okay, see you," he said. He watched her go. Her ass broke the water as she kicked. He was pretty sure he could see her pussy flashing between the cheeks. When he didn't think he could see her anymore, he turned his attention to other things. He looked at the water, at a dragonfly skimming over its surface, at the edges of the sky. Then he looked at the shore and caught sight of red hair again. She was on the grass playing frisbee, running and jumping, just throwing it all over the place. As Henry watched her play, he thought about the woman and his cousin and about all the other people in the world and their nakedness and all the things that could happen with all of that. Sex was like a bottle of warm Pepsi. It fizzed up and spilled inside his head, covering his brain all sticky and gumming everything. The sun was hot and the water rocked the mattress. His father yelled, "Henry, time to eat." Henry had been drifting in and out of sleep, and at the sound of his name, he opened his eyes. He listened to his father call twice more before lifting his hand to wave, and then slowly he began to paddle in. When he kicked, he noticed that his hard-on was still there, maybe even worse now. It got in the way as he tried to organize the movement of his legs. When he got near, Henry lifted his head and looked to the shore. There were still a few people there. He slowed his paddling and tried waiting for a bit, counting how many cups the Montreal Canadiens had won and in which years, all-time team-leading scorers and so on. But it was no help. The hard-on would not let go. He rolled off the mattress and into the water. Lying just beneath the surface, he let the air slip out of his mouth, and down into the cool dark he went. Happily, he felt his cock begin to shrink. At the shore, he hauled the mattress out of the water and walked toward the small group where his father stood waiting. With him was a man Henry didn't know, and then behind them, a face he had missed while pulling mattress from pond. "Henry, this is Ted," said his father, "and this is Marcy." Ted waved. With a big smile, Marcy walked right up, her red hair flowing, and wrapped her arms around his shoulders, hugging him tight. "It's so nice to finally meet you," she said, with her mouth at his ear. She held on, rocking Henry back and forth. Her breasts were pressed against his chest. He could feel her nipples on his skin. They felt hard. He started to get nervous with all the rocking and pressing. And those nipples. Much worse, as she held him, he felt himself start to stiffen up again. Henry looked at his father from over his shoulder, and he was smiling at him. Weakly, Henry smiled back. The rocking and pressing continued. Henry felt himself swell all the way. He shut his eyes and prayed, hoping it would pass. But blood was pounding in his head, and behind his eyelids danced breasts, ass, lips, and cheeks. The world melted away. All he could hear was the sound of breath pulling in and out. All he could smell was hair and skin. All he could feel was rocking back and forth. Then his cock came to rest on something soft. Immediately the rocking stopped, but Henry did not. He pushed his hips forward, felt his cock jerk a few inches across warm skin. Once, twice, that was all it took. Henry shook as his insides were tugged out through that small hole at the end of his cock, rattled as horses raced through pounding surf, rolled as a lonely train pulled away from the station. He sighed when there was nothing left, no shakes or rattles or rolls, and for the smallest second he was a pebble sinking gently to the green bottom. And then the world came rushing back, the sun on his face, his cum on her stomach, and somewhere just between them, a father.